Set the Fight Tuesday. Don't forget, Friday is our toy drive. We'd love to see you there, rain or shine. Walmart on US 19, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Drew Saves Christmas.
This toy drive is going to mean a lot this year when we get through it. It rains the whole time from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. It rains the whole time. It's cold. It's raining. We're going to be thinking about those kids and everybody that came out in the rain to help out.
John, did you say, or one of you guys say, that we have food in the afternoon from someone?
Oh, yeah. We got the food. We were talking yesterday about nothing locked in for dinner. You will be glad to know that that is locked in, and we will be getting dinner from Besito.
Now, is that Besito in the West Shore Plaza?
Yes, yes. Dude. We're talking high-end Mexican food.
Who pulled that string? Because that's one of my favorite. That is my favorite high-end Mexican restaurant.
That is going to be, well, I can tell you who sent the email, and that is Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa. Who's Melissa?
Melissa B. I don't know. Can I say her last name?
I don't know. Does Melissa she work B. with us?
I believe so. She has a CMG email. Oh. Stephanie was copied on the email, so maybe she had her fingers in there. Melissa B., an account executive here.
Thanks, Melissa.
You're the best.
Appreciate you.
Missy.
Besito is... Have you guys been to Besito before? Oh, that tableside guac.
Yeah.
Good margs.
It's really good. Oh, I wonder, would it be wrong to ask for a picture of margs?
No, you can ask, but they can't legally transport it. 727-579-1025. Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Robin. How are you?
Hi, Robin, I'm great. By the way, breaking news, a judge has ordered porn star Stormy Daniels to pay the president $293,000 in attorney fees.
Are you serious?
Donnie can't lose, baby.
Man. That's,
is she making that much money in porn, though?
She better go back to that club she blew off.
Right.
No, she's not. That's the problem.
Like, porn's free.
Yeah.
You know, you get porn for free.
Well, she's
now,
a director.
So.
Well, look, when they tell you, when you sign a non-disclosure agreement, that means you do not disclose that agreement.
Right.
And I'm sorry if the man's the president or whatever.
You so, keep. No. I know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just keep
no,
your mouth
I know.
Shut.
That's why I called in because of that crazy woman. But we don't have to talk about her anymore. We can talk about the porn star. I'd rather talk about her anyway.
Are
y'all still giving away the tickets? Because I want to go with you, Drew. I have, like, the biggest crush on you.
Oh, God, thirsty. Mm. The thirst had kind of died down in the Tampa Bay area for a while.
Yeah, well, I think once you get in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
I'm no fun. Why would you want to go to a Lightning game with me?
You're no fun. You make fun of people constantly.
Not in real
and
life.
So
in real life, I'm boring and docile. What?
Only on the radio? No. Yeah. I can tell that you're, like, legit the real thing.
I think you called before. Have you called before, right? For almost
no, I have not. This is my first time ever calling in a radio station ever. Mm. And the only reason I called in because I was driving around listening to you like I always do. And I was just like, I have to call and let him know that he has a special place in my heart because he makes fun of idiots like I do. So just so much. You know.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I do.
Listen, I don't know anything about love, but it seems already that you guys have a couple of things in common, and I think that's why throw that away.
What? The attorney thing?
Oh, boy. No.
What do we have in common besides making fun of people?
Well, you say we've
I want to find out more. I want to see if we have more in common.
What do you want to know?
Well, what do you do for fun besides making fun of people?
I father. I pretty much am a dad. I play some golf. I'm a dad.
Oh, okay. My dad was a golf pro, so I grew up playing golf. We could go play golf.
Do you think we have anything in common, or would you say we have nothing in common?
Well, we don't know yet.
You should know. You listen every day.
No, I don't listen
every
day. I'm in my car every day.
We've got nothing in common. Common ground to start from. We're falling apart. Come on, you guys, join me on this course.
Oh, I'm not a hater.
See, and you can see.
You say,
hater.
World has come between us. This lady wants to see my penis. Still, I know you don't care. Come on, everybody.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film and the article. I think.
Hang up. It's horrible.
What?
Oh, thank you. No, that's the most horrible song ever. Thank you. You like that music?
What music? Like alternative pop? Yeah. I like alternative pop.
You like that?
Yeah,
I do. I mean, because we're around the same age, and you actually listened to that song. Did you have that album back when we used to buy albums?
I don't like her vibe.
I don't like her at all. Like, not only do I not want her to go to the Lightning game with me, I don't want her to go to any Lightning games ever.
Oh, because I don't like that song?
We should talk to E-Blank, see if we can get her on a, you know, get a bolo out there, make sure she's never...
Like, do not sell tickets to this woman.
Are you from Kentucky?
No, that's a totally different accent. No, I'm from Memphis.
Oh, Memphis, Tennessee, sure. What do you like? Yeah. You just like country music or what? Like, you don't like Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No.
That's a great song.
No, I don't listen. No.
What do you listen to?
Well, that was like one of the worst of that alternative pop of that time. What was that, like 90s, mid-90s?
Asked you a direct question. What do you listen to?
What do I listen to? Okay, I listen to a lot of different music. I listen to jam bands, and I know you're about to say something about that, but I'm a jam band girl from way back.
Nice.
Grateful Dead and all that. And
Fish.
Then I listen to, Beastie Boys, like old school stuff like that.
Okay.
Knows how to play to her crowd.
It's weird that she listens to jam bands, because I'd like to jam something in her mouth so I'd never have to hear her talking.
Oh.
I already told you. Bring it. I mean, you can jam. Well, you can't jam anything in my mouth, but, you know, there's certain things that won't fit.
I don't know if she's winning me back over.
How long have you been single and looking?
And thirsty.
About 6 months.
Okay. And what did your last boyfriend pass away from?
No, and he didn't pass away.
Oh.
Still haven't found him.
He's kind of he's dead to me, but he's not dead.
Mm-hmm. Have you been you been finding sexual partners since you've been single?
Yeah, I mean a couple, but it's just like the dating scene is completely different.
So let's watch the language. We are on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my god,
dummy. That's okay. It happens. So of that era, like that 90s alternative pop era, what do you like? If you don't like Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, I was big into Nirvana and Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots and all of that. Oh, and Pearl Jam, of course.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But that song, who even sang that song? I don't even know who did that song.
Deep Blue Something. Deep Blue Something did that song.
Mm. I blew something to that song.
I wonder what she look. What do you look like?
I bet she's hot. Unfortunately,
yeah, I am kind of hot.
Yeah, with a personality like that, you'd have to be.
Oh my god! Now come on.
I'm feeling something here. Okay,
are you feeling some chemistry?
No, but that's smart too, though. I'm educated. I have no kids, no baggage.
Okay.
Kids baggage?
I mean, I have a kid. Does that mean I have baggage?
No. That's why I take it back. I'm like, kids are not baggage, but I'm just saying some guys, they don't want
to. Are you ready to be
the... That means I'm free every night. You know, I don't have to get a baby.
Are you ready to be the stepmother of a 15-year-old boy turning into a man?
I can do that.
I don't want him meeting you. This is what she likes right here.
I would do that for you, Drew.
Thanks.
See, that's great.
Glad her phone's.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. I'm like,
I know.
Freaking out.
I know, me too. What an honor for both of us.
I know, because you're like a celebrity to me.
Oh, well, we're getting somewhere. And I feel times with
gold. Where you go?
Where you go?
Oh, and I can rap.
Let me hear it. Okay, all right. I'll tell you what. I'll let you rap for hockey tickets, all right? If you can impress me, you just said I can rap. If you can impress me with your rap, then I will bestow upon you a pair of tickets for Thursday night's Lightning game. I'll even give you a beat to with which you can rap. She said she could rap, right, guys? She said that.
Did you say that?
She said that.
So I have to do freestyle, or can I just, like, bust out some old, like, Snoop Dogg or something?
I'm not interested in
Snoop Dogg. You don't even have to give me a beat.
No, I don't want you rapping Snoop Dogg.
No.
You said you can rap. That means you can rap your own words.
I can't. But I'm so nervous right now. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe warm up with some Snoop Dogg before we hear the originals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just kind of warm up.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
Don't curse.
1, 2, 3 and to the spot.
That's Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre is that this out? No, it's both of them together.
Yeah, but it's on Dre's album.
No. Okay. You interrupted me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3-2 the foe. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dough. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Because you know we're going to rip up. Because I can't cuss. It's kind of hard to rap without cussing, though.
Give me the microphone first.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together. Now you know you're in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. You low down, so you're crazy.
I bet she says the N-word when she's
alone.
No. Yeah, she does.
No.
No, I do not. I say players.
Okay, so you say.
So this is my beat. This is kind of like a haunting beat.
Yeah. What's the language? Oh, the language.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
She's called the show before. She totally has. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I swear to God I haven't.
She swears to God she hasn't.
It's the first time I ever called a radio show because I had to talk to Drew because he makes me glow. I need a man like him.
Can't take that chance. Get out of here. Go pound sand.
All I wanted was her Facebook page. I just wanted to see what was really going on.
Maybe she'll call back.
So I don't know what chemistry is, but I felt something there.
Yeah, there was something.
I felt a lot. Annoyance. 727-579-1025.
Dude, that blossoms into love these days.
Ew. Drew Grubb Alive. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Hello?
Hey, yeah, you gave the tickets to the wrong person. Mm-hmm. This is Chicago Chuck. I was the next caller. I was so worried about her talking about the kids, I forgot.
Yeah,
I was the next caller.
Yeah, we're not interested, Chuck. Thank you.
No, I was the next caller.
Yeah, we're not interested. Yeah, we're not interested, Chuck.
You said the next person, the next caller.
Not interested, Chuck. Thank you. We're not interested in what you're offering.
I'm interested.
Not interested in what you're offering, Chuck.
I was the next caller.
All right, Chuck. Good to hear. Take it easy, all right?
Can I get the ticket?
No, buddy. Take it easy, all right?
You said the next person gets a ticket.
All right, Chuck. Take care now. We're not interested, bud.
Oh, come on.
Not interested.
Honestly, I was the next caller.
No, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate the offer, but no thanks, man.
Come on. I really want to go. I want to take my wife.
Good to know, Chuck. Take it easy, all right, guy?
Please?
See you, buddy.
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me.
All right, bye, Chuck.
You said it. I'm the next caller.
Oh, okay. I'll give tickets to the next caller. Sure, Chuck. Hey, who are you?
Oh, Chuck.
Yo, Guy.
Hey, what's up, Guy?
That girl's perfect for Guy.
Hey, I was going to say, I'll take old girl off your head.
All right. That's perfect. Give Guy the tickets. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
I don't know what I'm really supposed to be doing.
Me either. Just don't give him to Chuck. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Call back, lady. Hello?
Hey, this is Lucas.
Okay, what's up, Lucas?
I was just wondering if you guys think it's okay or not okay for celebrities to give out autographs to get free quesadillas.
I mean, if a restaurateur wishes to give someone a quesadilla for an autograph, you know, so be it. Hello? From the 901? Wasn't that the old girl?
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Hey,
what's up, old girl?
I called back.
Yeah, don't curse.
You just broke my freaking heart.
Yeah, don't curse anymore, okay?
I said freaking, though.
I know. I'm just saying you've cursed before. Do you find that that as you get older that your holes get better with age? Because that's what they said about Julia Roberts, the headline of the Post Journal in Jamestown, New York, said Julia Roberts find life and her holes get better with age.
Holes? H-O-L-E-S?
That's right.
Plural?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking out of one. That one. I hope that one hasn't gotten worse.
Well, okay. Yeah, that counts. I would have to agree if it's in the same context as what that means. Was that an actual headline?
It's an actual headline.
What did they mean by that?
Well, they meant roles, but what they typed.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. But yeah, I would say though, yeah.
What's
otherwise,
your,
if it was men, as it was stated, yeah.
What do you think's your best hole?
You got three to choose from. Top, front, or back?
I guess that would be front, yeah.
Front hole is the best.
Definitely
one.
Front.
Certainly not top.
Yeah, it stayed intact all these years, yeah.
Intact? What happened?
Did you go to war?
Something to be proud of there.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's not, you know, all worn out and, you know.
Wallard?
Whatever, it stayed young.
Are you Houston from the Houston 500 back in the day?
What?
It stayed young.
It was a lady that let 500 dudes line up and have their way with her.
No. Oh, I remember that. That was a long time
ago.
Houston 500. Wasn't that one of the first
like one of the first GBs. Internet kind of things.
What's the most guys you've been with at one time?
Oh, just one.
Never done the Eiffel Tower before?
What's that?
It's about her holes. Forever young. The Eiffel Tower, the Devil's Three-Way, two dudes and you.
Oh, no. Not with two guys.
What if it was two Drews?
Yeah, I got a clone.
Well, I've had one with a girl and a guy.
Oh.
But that was a long time ago. Gosh.
I mean, someone that stupid.
Stop cursing. That's all I ask. Don't curse. That's it. I'll have fun talking to you.
I don't know if I was sensing like a sexual type chemistry, but when you guys were going back and forth about the Julia Roberts story, I felt that was radio chemistry right there.
Mm.
She was asking questions. Oh, you guys had some playful banter.
Mm.
If she was in studio, I'd love to get out the toy drive, do a little test run.
Mm.
Our bench player for when we're sick, it's going around right now.
That is true.
I'll dump button Sally over there.
Dump button Donna. True Grab Alive, hello.
What up, Drew? How you doing, man?
I'm real good. How about you, sir?
I'm not too shabby, man.
Good.
I'm dying for those tickets, bro.
Okay, go ahead and die, and then I'll give you the tickets. How about that?
Oh, man. You're going to one of your favorite restaurants. I'm the guy that's always there giving you your drink that you need, man. I got your whole crew dialed in, bro. You at the white party. You know that beautiful bald guy. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hold on 1 second. Of course. I was going to be like, get this jackoff off the phone until I realized it's AJ, right?
Yeah, he does have our whole crew dialed
in. Yeah, we love you. Yeah, AJ, we love you, dude.
Nobody else has the whole crew dialed in except him. That's how we knew it was. John and I are like, oh, yeah, that, we know him.
Yeah, he's got us dialed in.
AJ has us dialed in and dialed up and absolutely hook AJ up with the tickets.
You didn't know, though.
I didn't. Good mention. Good mention, AJ. All right, let's come back. We've got a great final hour planned for you where a CVS employee was fired because he broke policy involving a robbery. We're looking for you if you have ever let your store get robbed. In other words, if you didn't make any move to a silent alarm or register or anything, like if you let your store get robbed, we want to hear from you.
If you ever thought that you were a hero, don't pick up the phone. We don't want to talk to you.
No. If you're an absolute yellow-bellied coward like us and you gave up everything and let the crook get away scot-free, that's who we want to hear from. Let's talk about the perfect gift for the holidays, shall we? The gift that's on everybody's list that goes bzz, 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 and then pulses every 30 seconds so you switch sides in your mouth? Quip, something your recipient will use twice every day, featured on Oprah's O List and perfect for everyone with a mouth. This it gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. It makes it easier, too. Those sensitive sonic vibrations are gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and you get a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. If I'm left on my own to brush, I don't know if I'm brushing for 2 seconds or 2 minutes. Quip makes it so easy because it goes bzz, bzz, and then you switch sides. Quip, one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, and it has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Convenience and ease of use. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. But today, you can get 20% off orders of $65 or more at getquip.com/thebone right now. You'll save on their premium metal electric toothbrush with a prepay plan or their family sets. 20% off for a limited time, and all you need to do is go to getquip.com/thebone. Getquip.com/thebone.